Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear this afternoon with highs around 80. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 60. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Highs around 84. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 75.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National FFA organization announcing a record high student membership number, 850,823, an increase of 15% from last year. In addition, chapter numbers increased by 178. That results in 8,995 chapters in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and U.S. Virgin Islands. Interest in FFA and ag education continues to grow as membership and the number of chapters increase. The top five student membership states, Texas, California, Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. This year, the organization has more than 132,700 Latino members, more than 47,000 Black members, more than 13,000 American Indian and Alaska Native members. Furthermore, 43% of the membership female, 50% male, with 0.5% reporting as non-binary, 4.7% undisclosed, 1.2% unreported. FFA CEO Scott Stump said we continue to grow, see the enthusiasm for agriculture education and FFA reflected in the membership. At the U.S. Cattlemen Association announcing the Independent Beef Producer and Processor Online Directory, this network is intended to be a resource for those seeking new connections within the industry. The directory is for producers to look for regional processors, processors seeking local producers, and consumers interested in sourcing local beef. Now, you need to be a U.S. Cattlemen Association member to post to the directory, and to register, just go to uscattlemen.org. Back in January, the Biden administration unveiled its action plan for a fairer, more competitive, and more resilient meat and poultry supply chain, and USCA supports that plan. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Something changing with your student school meals. School meals will no longer be free to all families unless they apply and qualify for free and reduced price meals. Nutrition is an important part of learning. Kansas schools and child nutrition staff work hard to ensure students have access to tasty and nutritious meals each school day. Applying for free and reduced price meals is fast and easy. To learn more and see if your household qualifies, contact your local school today.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Hayes residents can receive a rebate up to $3,000 depending on the type of grass in their lawn and the size of their property. To help with water conservation, the city of Hayes will give rebates to residents who plant cool season turf grass, which thrives in cooler weather and can grow without much watering. The city said it's offering $1 per square foot rebate for the conversion of maintained irrigated cool season turf grass to a more water efficient, drought tolerant turf grass or landscaping. Rebates can at $3,000 per property, the city said. To learn more about the turf conversion rebates and requirements, go to HayesUSA.com. Governor Laura Kelly appointed Blake Benson, John B. Dykus, and Diana Mendoza to the Kansas Board of Regents. Governor Kelly said Blake, John, and Diana bring a depth of knowledge and a diverse set of professional expertise that will serve our students well. End quote. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Dad, are you up yet?
Yeah, get up. You said we could go to the lake today.
Give me a few minutes, guys, and I'll get us packed up.
Are we taking the Telluride this time, since it has three rows and the entertainment system?
No, let's take the EV6. Didn't you say we could use it to power all of our camping gear?
Wow, I can't tell if you guys are more excited about camping at the lake or the trip out there in our new Kia.
Both, Daddy.
Road trip!
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. If your family wants to put the fun back into your summer road trips, check out Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Not only do we have the perfect size vehicles for every lifestyle, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And what do we tell our friends at the lake?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty Kia's a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Riley County Police Department activity report indicates that around 1 p.m. on Tuesday, emergency crews were called to the intersection of Wildcat Creek and North Scenic Drive in Manhattan with reports of an injury accident. When officers arrived, they said they found a 2019 Jeep Cherokee driven by Beth Berkston, 71 of Manhattan, had flipped into the trees near Wildcat Creek. Berkston was rushed to Ascension Via Christi Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Just after 11 p.m. on August 14th, police were dispatched to an incident in the west part of Garden City. A woman with physical injuries met the arriving officers and reported she had been in a physical altercation with a man known to her, later identified as 38-year-old Robertson Sully of Dodge City. Just after 7 p.m. on Monday, Sully was arrested at the Finney County Law Enforcement Center on requested charges of aggravated domestic battery, aggravated kidnapping, aggravated burglary, and criminal damage. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A couple is facing child abuse allegations following an incident at Lake Maloney Campground. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office said around 12:33 p.m. on August 13th, deputies responded to a suspicious activity report at Kansas Point Campground at Lake Maloney, south of North Platte. The reporting party told deputies that a 7-month-old infant in their care had suspicious bruising. Following further investigation, deputies established probable cause to arrest Kyle Tatlow on suspicion of felony child abuse for allegedly biting the baby. Trisha Tatlow was cited for misdemeanor child abuse and false reporting. The Nebraska State Patrol has completed the Stop Speeding Before It Stops You campaign that ran from July 20th through August 14th. Throughout the campaign, troopers issued more than 1,700 speeding citations across the state. 72 of those were for drivers speeding at or above 100 miles per hour. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Crops and Seeds has all the wheat varieties that you are looking for. We carry AgriPro, including the all-new Bigfoot. Lima Cereals with the newest coaxium lines. Oklahoma Genetics with Strad, the next generation of Clearfield. Kansas Wheat Alliance's Western Star, which is a top choice. And Westbred 4401 for the top yield. If wheat is what you need, call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836. That's 800-634-2836.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner Keith Bramhall and County Health Nurse Cheryl Scala met last week with an architect from AHRS Construction at 600 Broadway to discuss future plans for the health department. Estimates will be prepared for the future of the department with options to include new construction at the location or rebuilding the existing structure, which was significantly damaged by the June 11th tornado, which also took off the roof. Marshall County Commissioners will meet August 29th with the architect and construction manager at risk for the jail project, hoping to get more information regarding project costs and financing options. Washington County Commissioners spoke with the county attorney at last week's meeting regarding ways to fund countywide ambulance service. Commissioners canvassed ballots from the primary election. Turnout for the primary election was 50% of registered voters in both Marshall and Washington counties. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. An injury accident involving two motorcycles was reported Friday evening shortly before 8 p.m. in Blue Springs. Ronnie Rainey, age 56, and William Rainey, age 33, were following each other and lost control on gravel on East Broad Street. Ronnie Rainey was taken by life flight to a Lincoln hospital. William Rainey was transported to the Beatrice Hospital. The eastbound lane of U.S. 36 through Washington is closed. Eastbound traffic diverted to the center lane of the highway with road signs, barriers, and signage as construction work continues. Kansas Department of Transportation urges all motorists to be alert and obey the warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. Caution is also urged as students return to school. Area classes began this week, and students will be returning to school, sometimes going new routes and not always attentive to traffic. Slow down, especially around school zones, and be advised to watch out for cross traffic.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Herschel L. Dalsing, 70, of Milton Vale, formerly of Topeka, passed away August 8th. A rosary and funeral service will be held Friday, August 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to service time at the church. Burial will be in the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of services for Herschel Dalsing.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit warmer today, some sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Thursday as well with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August 89, record high on this date 108, the average low 66 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:21, sunrise in the morning at 6:42. Night before last, we recorded 2 inches of rain here at the studios.
Who is building mysterious mounds in the wetlands of South America? Investigators have finally nailed the slippery suspect.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 17th, the 229th day of the year. Actor Robert De Niro has a birthday, and this was the final day of the Woodstock Music Festival in 1969. For years, scientists have been puzzled by mysterious mounds in the tropical wetlands of South America. The individual mounds, up to 16 feet in diameter, often grow together to form landscape-altering hills. After studying the chemical makeup and using satellite imagery, it's been determined the mounds are constructed by, get this, earthworms. The worms feed in nearby saturated soil, then wiggle to the mounds to shed their castings, and building towers in the process. They're literally making mountains out of worm poop. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
We can all agree that today's country music is great. KNDY 95.5 loves bringing you all the hits of today. But let's not forget that we wouldn't have Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, or Thomas Rhett if it wasn't for Hank, Waylon, Willie, Merle, and countless others who paved the way. So if you're feeling a bit nostalgic for the legends of country, flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1, where you'll hear classics like these.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man.
My heroes have always been cowboys.
And if your heroes are cowboys too, tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Wichita Wind Surge broke their season high for runs after they defeated the Tulsa Drillers 17-4 Tuesday night behind a career-best 10 strikeouts from starting pitcher Simeon Woods Richardson. Richardson recorded the win for the Wind Surge after tying the season high from a Wind Surge pitcher this season for strikeouts. The Wind Surge pitching staff recorded the franchise-high 20 strikeouts, the most by a team in the Texas League this season. Kansas State women's basketball is continuing to round out its roster heading into the 2022-23 season. On Tuesday, head coach Jeff Mitty announced that Sarah Shamatzi has transferred to the Wildcats from LSU. Shamatzi, a forward from France, played the last 2 years at LSU. The Wildcats enter the 2022 season 2 wins shy of 1,000 in its program history. Mitty will begin the 2022-23 season 1 victory shy of 600 in his coaching career. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wheat growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand-certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
The University of Kansas volleyball squad is ranked 23rd in the AVCA preseason poll that was released on Monday. Ray Bouchard's team made it all the way to the Sweet 16 last season. KU opens the 2022 season with an exhibition match versus Drake on Saturday. Their home opener is September 8th against Wichita State. Kansas City Royals pitcher Amir Garrett is appealing a 3-game suspension and an undisclosed fine for throwing a drink on a spectator in the stands during the team's Tuesday, August 2nd road game against the White Sox in Chicago. The suspension of Garrett had been scheduled to begin prior to Monday's series opener against the Twins at Target Field, but it now will not start until the appeal is dealt with. Garrett has apologized to the fan and sent the fan and his son jerseys as a peace offering. And Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster missed Tuesday's practice with a sore knee, the team said. The extent of the soreness was not given during media availability. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Take the worry out of ordering and refilling your propane tanks with Kramer Oil. Great people to work with. Their family has been serving your family since 1976. Customize your account with delivery and automatic refill, prepaid discount, or level billing options available. Hard work, integrity, and dedication to the community are hallmarks that Kramer Oil lives by and promise to deliver for you. Join the family today with a phone call to Kramer Oil in Marysville. Find them online at KramerOil.com.
Honeyman Auto sales and service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto sales and service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too. Now, during this challenging season, with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up, MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Twin Valley Developmental Services Job Fair is August 24th. From 10 to 2, open interviews will be conducted for various positions with full-time wages starting at $15 an hour, paid sick and personal days, health insurance, plus a sign-on bonus. Don't miss the job fair Wednesday, August 24th from 10 to 2 at the FNB Bank basement at 101 C Street in Washington. Twin Valley works to enhance the lives of the people they serve. Visit them online at twinvalleyfriends.com.
Move game night to the patio with a living chessboard. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. All you need are some 1x4s to create a square shallow planter and dividers, lumber for the bottom, a sturdy table to rest it upon, quality potting mix, and low-growing ground covers. Consider using long-lasting, plant-friendly cedar to construct the planter and the dividers that help contain the plants. Drill holes in the bottom for drainage, fill the container with a quality planting mix, and a slow-release fertilizer. Select a dark leaf ground cover like bugleweed and a bright or light green ground cover like Spanish moss. Alternate dark and light colored plants to create your chessboard. Check the soil moisture daily and water thoroughly as needed. Trim, prune, and divide plants as needed to maintain the checkered pattern. Purchase some large chess pieces, set up the table, and wait for the fun to begin. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Celebrate the Pony Express and the life and times of a era with a day of family-friendly fun. The 36th Annual Pony Express Festival is Sunday, August 28th, 10 until 4 at the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site near Hanover. Old-time demos and wagon rides. Lunch from 11 to 1 will include a pulled pork sandwich, brats, or hot dog meal. Pie and ice cream stand. Musical entertainment from noon to 3 with a Bochilla Exchange and quilt raffle drawing at 3. Sunday, August 28th at the Hollenberg Pony Express Station.
This is a story about people in small towns who are determined to make good things happen. They have to overcome challenges, but they find a way to bring people together to accomplish something special. That's what happened here, and you can experience it as well. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Along Commercial Street in the small town of Forest City, Missouri, you'll find a building that served as a drugstore for about 150 years. But as time passed, the store went out of business, and resident Peggy Ann Edwards entered the story.
Well, I got a telephone call one day and wanted to know if my husband and I wanted to buy it. Well, no, we didn't. We were both occupied in other occupations, so we didn't. But I took the idea of a drugstore and a museum to our city council.
Peggy Ann was mayor at the time, but the council rejected her idea. She was determined to save the historic building and do something with it, though.
So then I took it to an organization that I had organized down here to make Forest City a little better, and it was called Riverbend. And Riverbend liked the idea, and they were able to buy it.
Anyone in town can belong to the Riverbend group. They just work on projects to help their small town of about 250 people. But purchasing the old drugstore, that dated to 1830 or earlier, was quite a task.
Another lady and I came in every Thursday morning to clean, and it took us all winter. We just cleaned it up and got it all ready to go.
One of the gems of the place is the original soda fountain that has quite a history.
We don't know exactly how old it is, but we do think the counter and the stool and the cabinets are all original, somewhere back in that 1800s.
Every Sunday during the summer, the store is open, serving a list of items that brings in locals and folks from states away.
We do sodas, sundaes, malts. Lots of times we have cookies.
The group has a new history exhibit on display each month as well. It's a place that preserves the past, helps people enjoy the present, and is an example of what small towns and local citizens can do to make a location more than just a place to live. It makes it home. Driving in the countryside in Forest City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
In late summer and fall, many kinds of perennials begin to form seed heads. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Collect the seeds, store them over the winter, and grow some free plants next year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
huge perennial garden. The coneflowers, columbine, and a few others have no problem spreading their own seeds in the fall, so I get free plants every spring. You can build your own perennial garden by collecting seeds directly from the plants and saving them till next year. David Graper is an extension horticulture specialist at South Dakota State University. He says to watch for the seed pod to turn tan or brown in color. It will ripen and then split open to release the seeds. There are several ways to catch them before they end up on the ground.
You can certainly pick them while they're not completely open and then just put them in a brown lunch sack and let them mature in there. And when they open up and spill the seed out, you'll have captured it that way. Or you can collect them while they're still a little bit green, lay them out on some dry newspaper or paper towels inside your home in a warm, dry location and let them open up there.
If you want to separate the chaff from the seed, you can, but it's not necessary for germination. In some cases, the seeds are so small that it would be a real pain to do anyway. Graper says to let the seeds dry for a week or two in a cool, dry place inside your home. This will decrease the moisture content of the seeds so they'll store properly, and then you can find a container to put them in.
Some people use baby food jars, just put the seed in there and put the little cap on top. Some people use Ziploc bags. You can even use like glycine envelopes or even regular mailing envelopes and just seal them up. But if you do use something that is not going to be waterproof, then put those into a watertight container and then store that seed in a cool, dry location. Or you can even put it in your freezer and store it for longer term.
Don't forget to write the name of the plant on the seed container. Learn more about saving your own seeds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A new tool for farmers to manage risk on select crops. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
An Ames, Iowa startup is offering farmers a platform combining risk management software with the ability to execute low-cost grain trades instantly. CEO and co-founder of Farmers Risk, Dakota Hoban.
Farmers have crop insurance. They have their cash sales strategy and forward contracting or doing whatever they may there. And then they have the ability to hedge on the board using futures and options. And those three things really make up largely most grain farmers' risk management strategy. So we built software that brought all those pieces together in a simple software so that a farmer could have a good understanding of where they are at any given point in time. No matter what the market did, they could still have a really easy sense of where they are at from a profitability perspective.
Hoban says the service is set up now for growers of corn, soybeans, and wheat, but will likely expand to include other crop options. There's a $10 fee to make a trade.
We've built some really great tools for farmers. We don't position ourselves to be advisors in really any way to farmers. We're not the ones providing advice to farmers, but we think that farmers farm as a team. And those advisors and those farmers need just excellent tools in order to execute on those strategies. And so I think that we've built some of the best tools when it comes to risk management out there.
Their website is farmersrisk.ag. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
KNDY.
This is John Klein with the Manhattan Commission Company with some special consignments of fall calving cows and bred heifers to be selling this Friday, August the 19th at 11 a.m. We will have 80 fancy black and a few black-white-faced fall calving first calf heifers. They're bred to proven Cavanese semi-Angus bulls. They're due to start calving September 1 for a 60-day calving period. There'll be 22 black and red baldy cows, 3 to 6 years old. They'll have semi-Angus or Hereford sired, 2 to 4-week-old calves by side. We'll have 48 fully black and a few red baldy cows, 3 to 6 years old. They're fall calving cows, bred to semi-Angus or Hereford bulls, start calving late August through September. Also, selling afterwards will be a good run of stocker cattle. For more information or pictures of these special consignments of cattle selling this Friday, August 19th at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 785-776-4815 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the pork industry's new tool to help track pig movement to help reduce the impact of foreign animal disease outbreak are now allowing for more timely sharing information with state animal health officials. As Patrick Webb, Assistant Chief Veterinarian for the National Pork Board, says that these upgrades may help benefit pork producers overall.
Producer users of ag now actually have the ability to export their locations and export their movements out of AgView. And could provide those that information to their state vet or to the official state agency for the U.S. ship pilot.
He goes on to say that while the pork industry is rich in data, it can also be challenged to ensure that when an animal movement information is updated, those updates are shared with state animal health officials.
But this provides some benefit to the states in that those states then can look at that information and make sure it's reflected and current in their database.
Finally, he says, with so many variables changing rapidly on farms nationwide and in pig barns especially, having different information that's close to real time is going to be critical for many veterinarians and along with state officials to make decisions in the early stages of a potential disease outbreak.
As you know, in our pork industry, we have producers that may switch contracts from one company to another. There may be a new person on the site that's responsible for the pigs or managing those pigs. Those things change on a regular basis, and if we can do things with AgView that help keep that data current for our state vets, that just elevates our level of preparedness.
Over the last year, the country of China had increased some of their pork imports from the U.S. due to disease outbreak in their country, along with issues with their slaughterhouses. Pork producers here in the U.S. and in the Mid-America region can go to online at porkcheckoff.org/agreview for more information. Currently, there are more than 700 producers who have created an AgView account, which is paid for by the checkoff dollars. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America.
Twin Valley Developmental Services Job Fair is August 24th. From 10 to 2, open interviews will be conducted for various positions with full-time wages starting at $15 an hour, paid sick and personal days, health insurance, plus a sign-on bonus. Don't miss the job fair Wednesday, August 24th from 10 to 2 at the FNB Bank basement at 101 C Street in Washington. Twin Valley works to enhance the lives of the people they serve. Visit them online at twinvalleyfriends.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Congressional Research Service published details of the Inflation Reduction Act regarding agriculture. The Senate passed the bill, which is considered a substitute to the House-passed Build Back Better on August 7th. The House will consider the bill today. The legislation provides $19.5 billion for ag conservation. It would add over $18 billion in additional funding for existing Farm Bill conservation programs. The bill also provides debt relief for distressed farm borrowers and assistance for underserved farmers and ranchers. These provisions would replace similar provisions in the American Rescue Plan Act that were blocked by the courts because the relief was found to be race-based and not narrowly tailored to meet compelling state interests. The legislation would support renewable energy initiatives primarily by providing $13.5 billion for Farm Bill energy title programs and provide $5 billion in funding for forest management planning and restoration. Mike Newland with the Propane Education Research Council says there is a website which has a tool to help corn producers determine how much propane they might need for drying this year's crop.
Propane.com/agriculture takes you right there for all the different uses of propane around the farm. On that propane.com website, we actually have a corn drying calculator. If folks are interested in making a quick estimate on how many gallons of propane they may need to run that grain dryer this fall, it's a very quick tool. You just input the acres of corn, your expected yield, and how many points of moisture you may want to take out of that crop as it goes through the dryer. And it'll give you a very quick estimate as to how many gallons of propane you may need. And I think that's a great starting point when you go talk to your propane supplier in your planning discussion.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
With proper maintenance, a wastewater lagoon can do its job for decades. Know how to evaluate the water and vegetation around it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Landowners have a wastewater lagoon instead of an underground septic system. Wastewater flows from the house through an underground pipe to the above-ground lagoon where the water is treated. Wayne Wolch is an Extension Water Resources Engineer at the University of Nebraska. He says proper maintenance is critical to keep the system functioning. The recommended water depth is 2 to 5 feet. If it falls below 2 feet, grab a hose and restore the water level. Also, keep an eye out for vegetation, such as duckweed, on the water surface.
It can actually block sunlight from entering into the lagoon column of wastewater. It penetrates through that surface of the lagoon, and that sunlight can be helpful. So if there is any sort of infestation, vegetative growth, it would be good to take care of that.
You could reach in with a rake and pull the vegetation off the surface, or use an approved herbicide. He also recommends reducing vegetation around the lagoon.
And that's because one thing lagoons like is to have the wind across their surface and sunlight. And so trees planted close that might shade or block wind would not be good. Also, we'd like to minimize any sort of tree root encroachment. So that's another reason to keep trees and shrubs, hedges and such away from the lagoon.
The water color should be a bright, rich green, which means there's plenty of algae. Algae produce oxygen, which is essential for bacteria to make the lagoon function. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on lagoon management at agriculture.com.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough.
Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things
higher right now as well. In the corn market, pretty steady here. September corn still up by 4 1/4, sitting at 6.15 1/4. December corn up by 2.5 cents, 2.612 3/4. Wheat market, on the other hand, still slightly lower. September KC wheat is down by 14 cents on the day to 8.57 3/4. December's down 14.5 cents to 8.58 3/4. Over in the soybean market, slightly higher numbers here. September beans are up 20.5 cents right now to 14.74 3/4. November's up 10 cents to 13.91 1/2. In the meal market, we are slightly higher as well, with September meal up $1.90 to 4.37 80 cents. October's up 2.20, sitting at 4.02 90 cents. And in the oil market, September oil's down 1/4 at 67.59. October's down 1/4 as well, 2.66 26 cents. In the cotton market today, we're losing a lot of the gains from yesterday, as October cotton's down $3.87 to 118.38. December's also down 305. And the oats market is slightly lower, with September down 8 cents to 4.33 3/4. Real quick, in the livestock market, we're seeing mostly higher numbers here across the board, as August live cattle's up 55 cents to 141.85. October's up 20 cents to 145.90. In the feeder cattle market, August up $1.60 at 183.12. And the lean hogs are in the green at $1.30, sitting at 97.87. U.S. dollar index today, we're slightly higher here. September index is up 30 cents right now, sitting at 106.69. We have 30-year bonds for September down 1 3/4 at 140.10. And 10-year notes are down by 1/4 right now at 118.19.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eckford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with a...
Think big this school year. As your child gets ready for a new school year, think beyond shopping for a bigger backpack or a bigger pair of shoes. You may also need to upgrade to bigger speeds for your home's internet connection. Blue Valley Technologies offers A-plus internet plans. Existing customers, bump your speed and get a $50 bill credit. New customers, you get 2 months free, and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net for more information today.
Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Jamie Johnson is coming to Prairie Band Casino and Resort on September 29th.
Acting like I'm playing the part.
Playing an unforgettable evening of his outlaw country music.
Should have seen it in color.
Must be 18 or over to attend. Don't miss Jamie Johnson. Tickets at prairieband.com/shows.
Prairie Band Casino.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
Antimicrobials play a key role in both human medicine and veterinary medicine. For Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett. Brian Lubers, associate professor in the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine and certified veterinary pharmacologist, provides information on upcoming antimicrobial regulations outlined by the FDA.
About 5 years ago, the FDA published a document that kind of outlined their stewardship plan in animal and veterinary settings. And kind of the first big piece of that was the changes that we went through a few years ago with the Veterinary Feed Directive. And so now this is kind of another step in that stewardship plan. And specifically what it is the medically important antimicrobials that are still listed as over-the-counter are going to change over to prescription-only status. And so that would include things like oxytetracycline injectable, penicillin injectable products. There are some sulfa products that are labeled for over-the-counter. Those are kind of the big ones. There might be a few others, but those will be the big changes. And so now those products will require a prescription from a veterinary.
Lubers goes on to explain the importance of the veterinary client-patient relationship and the key role that it plays in these regulations.
I think a lot of the changes that have already occurred with the Veterinary Feed Directive have kind of ushered this in, where in order to get a Veterinary Feed Directive, you have to have a relationship with a veterinary, and it's a formal relationship. We call it a veterinary client-patient relationship, or a VCPR. And so really with this change that we're talking about now, which falls under the FDA's guidance for industry 263, that's how this change is occurring, that VCPR is really the main component. So if you already have a relationship with a veterinarian, that's really all that's needed in order for them to prescribe antimicrobials to you. And it doesn't mean that you specifically have to buy your antimicrobials for a veterinarian. Veterinary prescriptions work much like human prescriptions, where if they're willing to write you a prescription and you want to take it to a distributor, that is still a possibility. So a lot of the distribution channels will be the same. It just, you won't be able to walk into a store and pick it up without that piece of paper.
Luber says that producers can expect for this regulation change to be enforced by June of 2023.
The FDA started a transition period. It was a 2-year period. So the final guidance published last summer, so June of 2021. So by June of 2023, these changes will go into place. And the way that this works is the FDA is working with the pharmaceutical companies to change the label. It's a label change. And so before, the labels were written very plain language with no, what we call the prescription legend, which says essentially this drug has to be used under the authorization of a veterinarian. So the change is that statement will now be on the labels. It'll say, so that makes it a prescription product.
That was K-State College of Veterinary Medicine Associate Professor Brian Lubers. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Sitting in a roadhouse down on Highway 41. You were wiping off some ketchup on a table that was done. I knew you didn't see me. I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress. Mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. Never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Hug you when you help me to my car. The last thing I remember, I heard myself say, I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. The next thing I remember, I was hearing wedding bells. The veil, and she smiled at me without her left front tooth, and I said, where the hell am I, and just who the hell are you? She said, I was your waitress, and our last name's not the same, cause I'm married to you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Yeah, I'm married to a waitress, I don't even know her name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. I never thought my love life would quite turn out this way. Hey, I'm married to a waitress and I don't even know her name. Get me out of here.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.